Hey, everyone. Welcome to Thriving Marriage with Mark and Bethany. This is our weekly discussion of marriage and family in the Christian life. And you may be wondering where we've been for the last few months. It's been a while, if we're being honest, since the last time we posted an episode. But we're here on this one to tell you where we have been and what we've been up to. We have not been recording podcast episodes, but we have been writing a book.
Woo!
So we have, Bethany and I have worked together to write a book on marriage. It's called Thriving Marriage, and we're excited to share about it with you.
Yeah, I mean, this is a really cool thing. It's something we've been thinking about for a while, and it's a practical marriage book. And the whole goal is that we know what people are facing today, what problems couples face, and we want to address those issues. And so we've got topics in the book like communication, roles in marriage, budgeting, finances, forgiveness, a lot of important stuff that you probably are going to face this week in your marriage, issues that come up. And the book is, you know, it's got the Bible's clear teaching, and it also has practical input from years of doing marriage ministry. Even though our marriage is basically perfect,
right? Yeah.
No issues at all. But from our own marriage of 18 years, God's given us 4 kids. All of that's coming together in this book.
Yeah, I think I've given you plenty of fuel of things to write about.
Oh,
and ways to process
more.
And grow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you like the podcast, you'll like the book. It's kind of similar style and fun and things like that. But just a chance for us to kind of get down on paper some of the kind of key principles for each of these major topics mm-hmm. of marriage. There is a season on this podcast where we actually worked through marriage books, and we worked through 3 or 4, and we kind of did a review and we talked about it.
Right,
and
right.
There are a lot of good resources out there. Those are great marriage books. But after conducting that kind of research, we found that there was not a book on marriage that does exactly what we wanted it to do. We didn't find this book, the one
right.
that we ended up writing. And
yeah.
so we wrote this one to kind of create the book that we want to exist
right.
out there. There are practical steps. I mean, oftentimes in our struggles in marriage, we don't necessarily need more information. What we need is next steps. What
yes.
do we do? What, you know, how do we work through this?
Right.
And so we try to offer that. Of course, there's content and there's material to read and Bible verses to reflect on and, you know, questions to answer, all that kind of stuff. It's thoroughly based on biblical principles, but it's colored by our experience in running a marriage ministry mm-hmm. and in doing marriage counseling and coming alongside couples for years. And so we try for it to be a very practical, useful tool that you can use to implement right away. And so we're excited about it.
Definitely. Can't wait to use it. The element I love about our book is that not only are you reading some of the content, of course, that we've written that kind of walks you from point A to point B through, let's say, conflict resolution or forgiveness or intimacy or roles in marriage, whatever it might be, the different chapters that we're covering. But throughout the book, there are questions for you to answer right in the book, to stop right there, to pause and to think about, okay, I just read this important element of marriage. How is it going in the stage that we're at? And let me think about, you know, this week and this month and what's been going on in my marriage, and let me respond and reflect on that. And I think when you're forced, well, force isn't the right word, when you're encouraged to write down really how that information is being lived out in your home, are you actually living out those Bible verses? Have things slid? Have you formed habits that are, you know, need to be changed? When you're filling in some of the answers yourself and really reflecting on how it's going, then that helps you to even make steps forward, because you're calling, oh, well, you know, this is a little weak area, or wow, we used to do this a lot better. We used to budget really well. What happened to our budget? Let's get back to it. Whatever the topic might be. So I love the written element of that.
Yeah, so it's kind of a workbook in
right?
that way.
Right?
It's workbookish, but there's content for you that's going to kind of guide you through the material,
yeah,
and set you up to answer questions and to evaluate different parts of your relationship. And
right.
one of the things that I particularly love about the book is the system, the scoring system that we created.
Yes.
So we introduce in chapter one a scoring system that's relatively objective.
Mm-hmm.
We know how it goes when people describe problems or issues in their relationship. They can be, I don't know, maybe a little dramatic in the the way they explain.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's
like always or never or this is the worst ever. Yeah.
And
exactly.
It's like, so what does that mean exactly?
Yes.
And, you know, what do you mean that that your finances are, you know, are about to blow up or like,
right.
let's quantify that a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So the scoring system allows you to put an objective number between 0 and 5
mm-hmm.
in terms of how it's doing. And we describe what is a 5.
Mm-hmm.
We describe what is a 4.
Mm-hmm.
What is a 3? What is a 2? So you're both kind of working with the same rubric.
Yeah.
And you put your 2 5-point scores together and have a 1 out of 10 score or 0 out of 10 score. Okay. So that now allows you to kind of see not only how you're doing, but how your spouse is doing and how when you put your scores together, how you're doing as a team.
Yes.
And so I like that about the book. I think there's kind of a helpful or even necessary element of that level of objectivity.
Yeah. And I mean, you just referred to it, but I don't think we've said it yet. The book is intended for both the husband and the wife to work through individually, which is another amazing element of it, because you're reading the same information, you're looking up the same Bible verses, but you're commenting yourself first without saying, well, what do you think I do? Or how would you answer this? So you're able to really think about what is my take on this area of our marriage. And then at the end of the chapter, you're encouraged to discuss that with your spouse. And so I think it's going to be really helpful, because there might be something that comes up that you've been thinking about for a while and your spouse is unaware. You know, hey, it's kind of come out that I really want to get into this element of our parenting. I really see this as an issue that we need to work on. And, you know, the husband, maybe he answered like, oh, everything's fine there. Like, next question.
Mm-hmm.
And so that allows you to kind of reflect together and see how you answered the questions and to go through each chapter and kind of, well, what did you put for that question? Here's what I put for this question.
Yeah.
Which you just can imagine the discussions that come from that. Not every question maybe is going to be a mind-blown discussion,
mm-hmm.
but I'm sure that opens up the door into some really great topics that maybe you haven't had the time to talk about, or you've pushed under the rug, or whatever. You don't know how to address it. So hopefully it tees it up for you.
Yeah. Yeah. One more feature of the book that we'll share here is that we have built-in mentor discussion questions. And so one of the added layers of value to this book is you could ask a mentor couple to walk through the material with you. And so you and your spouse complete the chapter. And then once you've done the chapter, you set up a meeting with a couple who's older and wiser, further along in their marriage relationship, and they can share godly wisdom with you.
Yeah.
And so then, in addition to working through these 10 chapters, you also could have 10 meetings with them and kind of bounce your answers off of people and kind of get even more out of the material. That's an added kind of bonus layer. We would hope that everyone could do that, but we know that might not be possible given all the circumstances and everything. So anyway, those are some of the features.
Yeah.
As you can hear, as we describe it, we're excited about it. We think it's going to be good. We think it's going to be helpful. And so and we trust that the people who listen to this podcast episode should be some of the most interested in the book. But we hope it to serve just a wide audience. And so, I mean, speaking of that audience and who the book is for,
right?
Let's talk a little bit about that. Like, who should get this? Who is it for?
Mm-hmm.
What's the goal of the book? Let's think about that together.
Okay. First off, it is for you.
Okay.
No, I was saying you, whoever's listening. I think that anyone who's married for any length of time would benefit from it. I do think we can often get busy. I mean, we've been married for 18 years. We can get busy with a lot of things on our plate, and sometimes we don't prioritize this most important earthly relationship that we have. And so this is one way to really focus in on your marriage relationship, to put some of the time and effort. I mean, we put a lot of time and effort into jobs and maybe kids' sports or who knows what.
Yeah.
So this is a time to say we're going to, set aside an hour for the next, you know, a couple months. We'll talk every other week. We'll talk about it or whatever. Yeah. So I think that's one thing would be it's a broad audience.
Yeah. I mean, that, and that would be time well spent. I agree. Yeah. And so I guess I agree with you. Any Christian married couple, if you're a non-Christian, then this book is going to be hard for you because, you know, we're presenting biblical principles and presenting a God's way of marriage as we understand it. And so it's going to push you. It's going to help you to think. Mm-hmm. So anyone who wants that level of kind of help and guidance in their marriage relationship, I think, could benefit from it. But I guess in answering that question, who is it for? I want to say what I want to rule out maybe what people might think of right out of the gate. And that is, well, this is for people who have problems in their relationship. And I guess, well, maybe that is every single married couple then. Yeah. But this is not like only for people who are in emergency crisis mode in their marriage. This is for couples that even have a fine, healthy marriage relationship.
Right.
So everything in between. The goal of this is to help to strengthen your relationship and to move the ball forward, to put you on a path of moving in the right direction. And so we don't want people to think, well, it's not for me because my marriage is fine.
Yeah.
You know,
everything's good.
So it's designed to be a tool designed to help and push and equip.
Yeah. Another audience I thought of, at least as we were planning to write this book, what would come up often in our marriage ministry is people who either never went through premarital and wanted kind of premarital type, you know, walk us through how should we approach these different topics, these really important topics in marriage. I mean, if you didn't go through premarital and you're newly married, that would be great too. Or we often will hear people saying, you know, we went through premarital. We weren't Christians. We would love to go through premarital again. Mm-hmm. Can we come in? Can we do some sessions?
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of a way, if you're in that boat where you weren't a Christian or one of you wasn't a Christian at the time, this is a great time to say, okay, you know what? This is kind of what, some of what, actually it's farther, deeper than what premarital would do. And so let's go through this now, now that we've been married 2 years or 5 years or 10, whatever it might be.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also a great follow-up resource if you have recently worked through a big issue, you know, if you've gone through marriage counseling or premarital or something like that. And it's like, okay, now what?
Right.
What's next?
Right.
And this is a great just kind of companion for taking next steps.
Yeah.
And so just a number of different, I guess, reasons that it could be helpful, depending on where you're at. So, with that, I suppose we should direct people to where they can find it. So
yes.
As we're recording this episode, it is being printed.
Woo-hoo.
And so we're waiting for the physical copies to arrive. But right now, at the time of this recording, you can pre-order. So you go on to CompassPress.com, and you can pre-order the book now. CompassPress.com, that's our publisher. And
the name of the book is called Thriving Marriage.
Oh, yeah.
With Mark and Bethany.
I don't think we mentioned that.
Yeah. I guess that says it because that's the name of our podcast as well. But that's the title.
A lot of continuity there. So you can go on to the Thriving Marriage to CompassPress.com, click on the Thriving Marriage book, and you can pre-order it. In time, I don't know, within the next couple of weeks, few weeks, you can also purchase it on Amazon and other places where you buy books. But as the time of this recording, it's not there. So start with Compass Press and then maybe search from there.
Perfect. So. Well, we're excited to be back, and it's great to chat with you all, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Yeah. See ya.